In my previous Cross Island Line video series, I cover three stations: Aviation Park, Loyang, and Pasir Ris East. Today, we are moving on to another four stations that will eventually connect all the way to the Punggol Digital District. And honestly here, this Cross Island Line is no joke. It stretches more than 50 kilometers across Singapore. And I'm planning to cover every single station all the way to West Coast. Very strongly. So here, if you have been enjoying this series, I really appreciate a thumbs up and please help to share this video around. Alright, without further ado, let's dive in. First stop, Eliza MRT Station, also known as CP2. This station will be located along Pasir Ris Drive 3. The surrounding area is made up mainly of HDB flats, together with a handful of private condominiums and landed homes. So, who will what the most? Obviously, many of the nearby HDB owners are likely to benefit significantly, especially those staying in the 600 and 700 series blocks. Most of these flats were built in the 1990s, which means they still have around 69 years of lease remaining. Personally, I believe prices in this area could remain well supported and potentially see strong appreciation leading up to the station opening. But in my opinion, one of the biggest beneficiaries could be View 8 residents. This is a double 9 years leasehold condominium launched with a lease starting from 2012 and completed around 2017. Current resale prices are already hovering around 1575 PSF for a larger unit of about 1238 square feet. Here, I believe prices could continue climbing, especially with the potential future redevelopment of Loyang Valley, which may launch around end 2027 or early 2028. As I mentioned in my earlier video, future launch price in this area could potentially hit around 2,400 per square feet. On top of that, there are also two state land parcels nearby that may eventually be released for private residential development. If that really happened, it could further lift surrounding property values, which may positively impact resale values at View 8 residents. Another group of owners that may benefit are those staying within the Pasir Ris Heights landed enclave. Interestingly, there are both 99 years leasehold landed homes as well as 999 years landed properties there. Naturally, the 999 years home tend to attract stronger demand. As for the 99 years leasehold landed homes, their lease start around 1978, which means they have roughly 51 years remaining. Here, if I'm not wrong, the land is owned by HDB and was likely released under one of HDB earlier land sale program. Here, some people may ask me this, will the government top up my lease back to a fresh 99 years one day? Well, if I were the Zhenghu, I would probably say this to you. Mai zhou wa bo weng. Once the lease is up, please return the land back to me. Thank you so much for your attention. Next stop, Pasir Ris MRT Station, also known as CR5. This will be an interchange station connecting the Cross Island Line with the East-West Line. It's located around Pasir Ris Central. Right now, the whole area is basically one big construction site. Road diversion, excavation work, construction is everywhere. But once it is completed, nearby HDB owners as well as private condominium owners are likely to benefit from improved connectivity and convenience. As for any property lobang here, one interesting possibility could be the future redevelopment opportunity around Pasir Ris Central. Currently, the existing bus interchange occupies a sizable site. And who knows, in the near future, there could potentially be another mixed-use development in this area. But the real winners are those taking keys to their BTO flats nearby. All super hot. If I'm the owner there, I will say, Majulah HDB, Majulah Singapura. Now, let's move on to the third station, Riverell Station, also known as CP3. This station will be located along Punggol Central, towards the Punggol East area. The surrounding neighborhood consists mainly of HDB flats and private condominiums. Most of the HDB flats in this cluster were built in the early 2000s. So they still enjoy around 77 years of lease remaining. Naturally, improved MRT connectivity could further enhance the attractiveness of this area. Private condominiums nearby may also benefit from a stronger resale demand and potentially price growth once the station becomes operational. Here, what I find particularly interesting is that there are two land parcels located next to the future station. I wouldn't be surprised if these sites are eventually released for private residential development. And when these new projects are launched in the area, they often create a ripple effect that helps support surrounding resale value as well. This is proven in my earlier video. I've compared how the launch of Seaside Residence helped to push up resale value for both the older Laguna Park and Freehold Ocean Park. Lastly, the Cross Island Line will terminal at the existing Punggol MRT station along the North East Line. This will eventually become a major interchange station connecting the eastern and western part of Singapore. 好寫了, this improved connectivity will make travelling much more convenient for residents in Punggol and nearby Sengkang area. There are also several undeveloped land parcels surrounding the station that could potentially be used for future residential development. In addition, there is a sizable plot of land next to Punggol MRT station that may eventually be embarked for commercial use. Alright, that's all for today's episode. I continue covering the remaining station along the Cross Island Line in my upcoming video. I hope this series has been useful for you and help you make more informed property decisions going forward. And as always, thank you for watching. And for me, I always tell myself, this Cross Island Line series can be very tough. 21 stations to cover. I doubt anyone doing content has done anything like this before. Anyway, it's important that I keep showing up. This is one of my slogans I set for myself in 2026. I know I will reach there, and I